For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Chatting to a mate of mine, and he said he's doing it tough. He had a bit of a day surgery yesterday, and he kind of launched this on a couple of mates of ours. He was like, hey guys, out of action today. Not sure if this has got around the group yet. I am having surgery on my testicles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's happened to his testes?
He's got, and it's not a fun thing to say. He's unfortunately had testicular torsion.
Okay. What does that mean? They've twisted.
There's something, yeah.
Twisted sisters. That's not good. Okay, so they've done a little bit of a backflip, a little somersault into each other. Yeah, what's he doing
just not,
for it?
It's just not where it's meant to be. Lefty's where righty is, and righty's where righty is, if you know what I mean.
What's he doing up there on the silks at the Silver Circus? Mate,
what? put him in the globe of death and he got spun around one too many times. No, this is the most innocuous thing that I've ever heard to cause this. And I don't even, because again, he's recovering now. There's lots of ice involved and I really feel for him. And every time I go to read the messages, I'm like, you know, you just...
gets yucky.
Especially because if you've like had an injury down there where your bits are, it's like when you hear stories, no matter if you're man, woman, whatever, your body starts closing off and it's like...
ugh. Oh, it's not good. It's not right.
And from what I've seen, this is how he's done it. So small. He was sitting on a stool. Someone called his name, rotated.
Oh!
In jeans. And it's just like done something within him. He's done it with enough pace.
Jeez, he's swiftly turning around on that chair. Also, did he have jocks on or was he freeballing it in the denim?
I'm not going to ask him, but there's a chance.
It'd be crazy if he was freeballing in denim. Definitely, if anyone's doing that, let us know. But
I don't know if you've had an injury for your bits, but I've got done. I remember it was like year nine. We're on some like camp at a place, you know, Rosebud on the other side of the bay. So we were doing like camp where we were on tents on the foreshore there. And they had like, what are those balls that bounce on the water? Like wobble balls or whatever they're called.
Yeah, okay.
And so someone's called out my name. So we're bouncing the wobble ball and you're trying to skim it on the water. Someone's gone, Tim. And someone's thrown the ball. I've turned. Balls hit me in the...
straight in the nuts.
Straight in the...
in the Jats crackers, brother.
And it's hit me. And the exact second it hit me, I've vomited in the water.
Oh my gosh. Water,
because it's just like completely done something. So it's like, blah, like a button of vomit. Blah. And then, yeah, the swelling. 15-year-old. Like, worst case, on school camp, staying in a tent, swollen.
Oh goals. No.
It's a movie. It's a bad movie.
And in year nine as well, that's just not the time to
Nicole Sims never looked at me ever the same again.
Nicole, not Nicole Sims.
Sorry to full name her. She's married now with a kid. Will, I hope you guys are going well.
And look, this is not the first time I've heard about it. Once again, it's left a scar on your heart.
But I thought we could do on the phones, 522-322-955. Have you injured your bits? Have you hurt your bits?
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, it lives with you for a very long time.
Yeah, how'd you injure your bits? Yep. Give us a call. I'm going to keep my bits out of this one, I reckon.
Thank you. And that's how we prefer it here in the work context. So thank you very much, David. Give us a call. How'd you hurt your bits? Sophie from Grovedale's giving us a call. Sophie, it wasn't your bits, but it was your partner's bits that got a bit hurt?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, it was just someone that I was very casually seeing. We're in the very early stages.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we went to a nice dinner, went home, things got a bit steamy, and his thing bent.
Oh!
Yeah, it was actually horrific. Like, I think about it all the time. So we raced him to the emergency room, and I'm, like, there holding his hand. I barely, like, I don't know him that well. Yeah, and but now we're still together, so
well,
it's all worked out.
How bent did this thing get?
It like it's like
no,
really bad.
Don't.
I think it's too graphic for
45 degree angle. We're thinking.
Yeah.
Like no, obviously,
you still stayed with him.
I stayed with him, and it's kind of cute because it's like he can't ever leave me because it looks weird now. You know what I mean?
Has it
was this on purpose?
No, that's crazy.
Is there any log like now long-term effects? Like this seems like it's a while ago. Is it still like, so you're saying it's like he can't leave you because there's still a deal, right?
I think it definitely changed. Like, yeah, look, things are harder, but it's fine.
All right. She sounds like she's got a smile on her face. Tim and Davo. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing you don't know about Tim is he's got a beautiful singing voice, and that was a great performance from you right here in the studio. But you also would like to make some money fast.
I feel like I'm an entrepreneur that's never followed through. I've got all these great ideas, and I just don't have the funds or the willpower to execute. I've pitched in the past, you and I are going into business together, to your constant rejections. I really thought that the donkey investment was going to be a big return for the show, where we buy a couple of donkeys.
Well, you wanted to open a nightclub with me, and mate, I don't think you've entered a nightclub in 15 years.
But that's the thing. I would look after the daytime. You would look after the nighttime. I did also see there are 3 islands for sale off the coast of Tasmania. Mm-hmm. And I think, given the right amount of funds and creative control, mm-hmm. you and I could create a great business.
Yep.
Somewhere off these islands of Tasmania.
Well, as you know, I'll always pitch a Scooby-Doo coaster to be anywhere and everywhere. But you have recently got a bit keen on a vending machine.
I just think they would have great passive income. I think obviously the outlay, like maybe a couple of grand, maybe like $1,000 to $3,000. You get a vending machine, you stock it. Obviously maintenance, you got to like the power, all that kind of stuff. I just think you would make cash money.
You were so excited about the idea of stocking this vending machine as well, and all the little bits and pieces you could put in there.
Because I know, like, there's the ones where you, like, there's the Coke run ones and the Schweppes run ones, and it's like, well, they've got all their products, but like, this would be an independent, so we could really put in there whatever we want. Like, we could have Pepsi Max next to a Coke full sugar, next to a green can of V, next to a peachy keen Monster. It really could be what everybody wants it to
be. It would be incredible, but you know, Mr. Coca-Cola will not allow that to happen.
And all I've asked you to do, and I don't think that this is asking too much, is to sell the engagement ring that you currently have no need for to use the money.
Currently.
I think that would be a great, turning something that we don't want to reflect on anymore into something that for you, Davo, could be a huge win.
Yeah, really great of you to, you know, put my funds forward for a vending machine venture.
Yep.
I think I'd rather go to Bali, but I will talk to you about some stuff with this vending machine because, as I told you, I have some family in this business.
You got a hookup.
I've got a hookup. So I've sort of done some research, found out some initial costs and what we're sort of looking at. Would you like to hear?
Sure. Because, like, and again, I think if we place it somewhere strategic in Geelong, we could make some serious cash money here. Mm-hmm. What do you got for me?
Right. So in the last 3 months, this is how long this person has had the vending machine.
Okay, great. What was the original cost?
So we thought about 2-3K, right?
Yeah.
The original cost of a vending machine, including delivery, $10,000. Including delivery, though. What a bargain.
That's significantly more.
Mm.
Okay.
Bit of insurance on top of that, $1,000.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You do have to insure these things, don't you?
And then initial stock. I mean, you think you go to Audi, Costco, something like that.
The highway, yeah.
Yeah, and stock that up. How much do you reckon?
A couple hundred?
Yeah, you'd think so. Initial stock, $2,000. So we're currently looking at a $13,000 investment. Yeah, now, I can guarantee you that engagement ring's not even close to that.
Well, not with that attitude. I think you're a great salesperson. Mm. Okay. And is this a top-of-the-line vending machine? So it's like really good stuff, or is this low-level?
It's on a trade site. So just it's not meant to be, you know,
it's not pretty
flash
and clean and looked after.
But then you've also, so I asked about profits. Obviously, this is all very personal, but it's anonymous.
We don't need to know who they are.
So in the last 3 months, sales, so not profits, there's no profit yet.
Oh, so they've got a break even, right?
They've got about $3,000 back.
So in 3 months, $1,000. So in a year, that'll have paid itself off.
Yep.
And then it's profits.
Yeah, and then it's all profits,
then
baby.
It's all profits, baby. Obviously restocking, mm-hmm. maintenance, all those kind of things.
Would we get paid a roster as well?
Yeah. And we'd get a special card. We'd get a special card. And like we'd be able to go and get as many drinks of our choosing as we want. Now, that's not like the best way to go about your business, but what's the point of having a business if you can't use the perks of it, you know? Mm. If you would like to go into business with Dave on I-522-322-955, we can scrounge it together.
Mm.
I think we can get Geelong's best vending machine. We can fill it with what people on the radio show want, and then we will like just slowly become rich by those islands I was telling you about and continue our business ventures.
So I'm obviously getting the money from the engagement ring. What are you getting the money from?
My money he's tied up elsewhere.
Okay.
So I'm happy to take on CEO, director.
Oh, so lady. I'm the full finance investor.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in trouble.
Yeah.
We are in trouble.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Davo, I know one of your favourite places across... Are you just turning down the walking pad right
now? Nah, turning it up, mate. I'm on a walking pad at the moment. I'll be on this for the next couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah, we are. I'm prepping for the Surf Coast Trek. Just quickly, Davo, you... there's a couple of places on your hidden gems list since you've moved to Geelong. We've got Little Mallop.
Yep.
We've got Torquay.
Wouldn't believe it.
You've recently discovered Barwon Heads.
Oi, that place is great.
It's not too bad, but these are Davo's hidden gems. Stay away. We don't want to get...
Yeah, you don't want
too
many crowds swarming, of course.
But your favourite place is the Belmont Coles car park.
Oh. Yeah, this car park is a lot of lore, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's it's lots going on. If you've ever been, obviously, you know, it's the one ways that nobody's listening.
Imagine
to.
Imagine the no entries on every single aisle. Yep. Imagine getting yelled at because you've gone down the wrong way. Wow.
You've had bad experiences.
Potholes, you know, it's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, there's heaps going on there. And it was announced, there was rumours for a few months and maybe even for a bit longer, but that complex there, the Kmart and Coles complex, that was one of the first Kmarts back in the 70s, this Kmart complex. It was legacy. Really, really special. Legacy. And there's a bit of an issue because the people that own Woolworths, we believe, I think it has been confirmed, they bought the site and they... They plan on turning the Coles into a Woolworths
That's
and revamping
crazy.
The car park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Now, from the photos I've seen, if you've been to the Paco Street Woolies or maybe the Armstrong Creek Mountaineer Coles complex there with the tarps, like the shade. Mm-hmm. Shade sale kind of situation.
Beautiful new development.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. That's what the images online are looking like they'll do to the car park. I think they should go up. I think it should be a two-level. Figure it out. Like, let's just create less chaos there.
Look, I didn't realise it was a generational store because in my head I thought, let's wipe it and start again.
But the thing is, people are starting to get worried because the people that own Woolworths, the big company, they also own Big W. Okay. Which stands for Big Woolworths.
No.
And so they're saying, well, if we have owned the site, we'll probably get rid of Kmart.
Oh, no.
And turn it into a Big W.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I will not stand for this. Kmart is a generational legacy store.
I know, I learned this 4 minutes ago.
But I love a Kmart, mate. It's not, Big W ain't the same in there. And anyone knows this. You can go to Kmart anywhere in Australia and it feels like home. You go to a Big W and it is not the same.
Okay.
We can't do this.
So you want the Hannah Montana. You want the best of both worlds here. You want the Woolies. You want the new car park because that's what comes with the Woolies. Because Coles, if they bought it, they weren't going to upgrade the thing. And again, this is like, I'm not taking shots at the local franchise.
No.
This is big picture. This is Australian owned stuff. You want the Woolies, you want the car park, but you don't want the Dub.
Yeah, why can't we have both? El Del Paso, you know what I mean? Let's mend this rift that has been there forever. Sort this out. Let's go a Woolworths and a Kmart. It'll be the first in Australia.
Together.
Iconic.
All right. Well, I'll put the word out there. I'll say Davo's not a fan, and then that hopefully will get some stuff moving.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
When did you accidentally rack up a bill?
Yeah.
Now, this was off a story I told yesterday of my beautiful niece, Amelia. She's 4 years old.
She's bloody gorgeous.
She's so cute. We had a great FaceTime the other day. Obviously, she's back in Adelaide, so we have a bit of a yarn on the FaceTime. There goes an hour and a half of my day.
But it's good. And toddlers have a lot to say. So you'd be listening a lot in that conversation.
Yeah. I mean, she's asking me a lot about radio and stuff now, which I think is crazy that she's got the concept.
We need that next generation. So sign her up. We'll get a little K-Rock Minis program going and we'll give her a show because we need all the help we can get.
I'll teach her how to back announce. You know, we'll see what happens.
I can't, so you'll have to.
Thank you so much. But no, while I was on the phone to her, my sister came on and she was basically saying, look, you won't believe what happened the other day. She said, Amelia had her iPad. Now, unfortunately, they did not put a parental lock on this iPad for buying apps. So my other niece, whose account it was linked to, got a bill of $460. $460 because she's downloaded all these ridiculous apps, all these silly games, all these add-ons that no one will ever see.
So she just went to the app store and was just like, yep.
Yep, I'll have that. It's a bit like me on payday.
Buying concert tickets.
Yeah, pretty much. But that is an accidental bill that has gotten way too out of control. Has this ever happened to you?
I've done one on the phone where back in the early 2000s, like, got a phone number of someone that I went to school with and was just like, oh, I've got so-and-so's landline, so I'll just jump on the phone, and, like, must have been on the phone for over an hour. And, yeah, I don't know the dollar amount. I remember the talking to. I reckon if I'd asked mum, she'd know the dollar amount. But, yeah, it was like, and then because my mum called the number and was like, who are you? Who is this? And they're like, so-and-so. And they're like, why have called you for now? And they're like, oh, your son was on the phone to my son for over an hour the other day.
Well, I think back in the day in particular, phone bills, internet bills would go through the roof because we didn't have the caps like we do these days.
Yeah.
And when I was about 19 years old, I did a doozy on my dad. So it was real bad. Okay. So he went away for the weekend and I got his laptop, and his laptop had this dongle attached to it, which had 400 megabytes on this dongle, which is...
Of internet,
which is...
That's not a lot.
That's half a gigabyte. We currently on our phones have like 300 gigabytes. Yeah. So as you can imagine, not much.
Not a lot.
But I was having pre-drinks before I went to town, and there was a particular song that was going nuts at the time.
Still goes nuts.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, a bit of JD.
I played that no less than 30 times on this night.
Yeah,
400 milligrams, whatever they are, megabytes.
Yeah, megabytes.
Let me tell you, my dad got a bill of almost $800. Because of Jason Derulo.
Lauren.
Or because of me.
Lauren. No, yeah, let's blame it on him. He's got the money to be able to pay up for that.
Shouldn't be such a bop.
Wow.
Yeah, internet
and you can't
bills.
And it's not like you can't call the company and be like, oh, sorry, this is what's happened. Like, you've got to pay that bill.
Have you heard the track? It's so good.
Your dad was upset till he heard it the first time. We could hit the phones with it.
Let's do it.
Because racking up bills, whether you're a kid or you do it now, 522-322-955. Accidentally racking up a bill. Give us a call. It might have been you when you were younger. It might have been your young one right now. It happens. Get parental lock, damn it. Before we hit the phones, got a few messages on our socials at KROCK Geelong, so thank you very much. Kayla from Highton went overseas, forgot to turn roaming off, my phone bill, nearly passed out. $900 for scrolling on Instagram in Bali for 10 minutes.
I actually got something like that in 2009 as well, an absolute nightmare.
Nathan Lara signed up for a free gym trial, forgot about it for 8 months, paid over $1,000 without ever setting foot inside the gym.
Okay, so real time, they were both me.
Afina from Grovedale is giving us a call. Afina, racking up a bill, was it you? Was it someone in the family?
So my partner, Azza, you'd know him quite well. He's regular caller.
We love Azza.
Yes, everyone does. His son, Bailey, when he was a little younger, the household is a big fan of GTA.
Oh, yeah.
So... yep, it's a game on
Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, there's a few of them. But you can buy lots of little things on that game, I know, Afina.
Especially shark coins.
Oh, shark coins. They sound expensive. Is that the currency of the game?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Azza was at work one day and he had a notification come off his card, a small amount. This is strange. It just kept going and going and going. And he's like, what is this? So he's looked at his bank and he's like, what the? And he's like, gone home. Of course, I presume Bailey would have got the PlayStation taken out of his room, multiple PlayStations over the years. But, he racked up quite, I'm not sure the large amount, but it was close to 1,000.
Oh, yes, that is a big... expense that you were not expecting.
And, like, was it something like, are you able to reach out to Sony and be like, hey, here's the deal? Because I know some people, like, especially with apps, they're like, hey, my kid got my phone or my tablet and they downloaded all these apps and eventually they get their money back. Were you able to get that almost $1,000 from buying shark coins back?
I don't know. I probably have to ask Azza, but it's been a sort of popular subject in our house of people racking up money.
Well, Azra, if you listen, give us a call. We'd love to finish off the story.
But, that's all good.
That is a lot of money, Athena. We are feeling for. If I lost $1,000 now, I think my wife would change the keys right now on the house.
Oh yeah, but also your son's 2.5 years old. This is coming, mate.
Yeah, we've got parental lock, so we're trying to avoid it.
It's Tim and Davo. Ratchets.
Yeah, it's time for Rat Chats. This is our segment where we talk about rat stories from around the world, Tim.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has, and today we are heading over to Cambodia. Now, this is a very exciting story where a noble rat has been honoured.
Oh.
Now, did you know over in Cambodia, there are a lot of landmines still remaining in some parts?
Oh, yeah, that would be right.
Now, they use rats, hero rats, to get on out there and sniff out these landmines and clear them safely so people don't get hurt.
Yes, and us coward humans manage to stay in the safety of the firing line. Unfortunately, I imagine there would have been some rats that have found a landmine under quite explosive circumstances.
Yeah, not great for those rats.
They've got little helmets on, I imagine.
Yeah, little safety, bit of fluoros on, you know. They like to keep things.
Yeah, it's a professional operation.
Of course. But I want to tell you about this noble rat named Magawa. Now, he was a giant pouched rat and African giant pouched rat.
Damn, that sounds big.
And he sniffed out more than 100,000 landmines.
Damn.
I know, 100 landmines.
Sorry.
Rewind. 100 landmines.
Damn.
Now, Magawa did this over the span of 5 years. Started in 2016. He lived to 8 years old. Rest in peace, Magawa. But he cleared more than 141,000 square meters of land, which is equivalent to 20 football ovals.
That's heaps. I mean, so they're just letting him out there and they'll find it. And then they go, yeah, over here. And then someone comes over, detonates it safely, or whatever they need to do. That's one of those things about some places where there are so many landmines. That's scary. And the rats are literally heroes, mate.
Magawa, not only that, he was quick, man. He could search a field of a tennis court in under 20 minutes. The man had a nose on the rat had a nose on
he
him.
He wasn't paid by the hour in cheese.
Now, look, maybe he was. We don't know the deal that Magawa had going on. But let me tell you, he has now been honored in a city in Cambodia. And what they have done is created a statue of Magawa, and he is honoured forever. A hero rat amongst the others.
You're telling me. Can I get this straight? Mm-hmm. So there's a rat, Cambodia. It's cleared landmines, saved countless lives.
Of course.
It's got a rat chew. Davo, it's got a rat chew. Not a statue of a rat. It's got a rat chew. Magawa, you're better than all of us.
Is that not incredible?
Yeah, that's one that's actually blown my socks. 100 landmines.
I mean, 100.
100. It's so impressive. What a big number. It couldn't get any bigger.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.